Well, I've said time and again that Tsvangirai is a dreamer. He still looks at himself and the situation in Zimbabwe as it was in 2009. The reality of the matter is that there is no basis for us to be negotiating with the Tsvangirais of this world regarding how government should be run. We had elections where we defeated the opposition resoundingly, and we have over two-thirds majority in parliament. When you have negotiation settlement, it will go on the basis of what we have in the basket. As far as we are concerned, what we have in the basket is over two-thirds majority. So there is no basis whatsoever. People should know constitutional democracy. How do you go about a thing of this nature? Those that win, you know, take the plate, and those who lose, well, look, it's too bad, they'll try next time. And as far as we are concerned, we don't think MDC as such has ideas that can change the economy in this country. Yes, we have challenges. There's no question about it. We have a liquidity decline and so on. But the government, the party, together, we are doing our level best to try and rectify the situation. And I have no doubt in my mind that we will succeed. So there's no basis of having dialogue or negotiation with the opposition political party.
What are you doing to address these challenges?
Oh, what we are trying to do is, as I say, to try and formulate friendly investment policies and the direction. That's what we have to work on. We have also to try and restructure our financial institution, our setup.